All right. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Adia Sanders, and I am so honored to be able to host today's show for Possession, Resources, and Finances. We have a very good topic that we are going to get right into. We have 30 minutes, and I promise you it is going to be an amazing show on today. So, as I already told you, my name is Adia Sanders, and it's truly an honor and a privilege. We're going to be talking about a very important topic, one that concerns us all, one that involves us all. And if we're not careful, we could be a part of this topic. We can experience it. You may have experienced it at some point in time in your life. You may also know people who are currently living in this topic. And there is a way out. But what we need to talk about is, how do we do it? What is it? And is it something that we have to accept because this is maybe how society has developed the culture that we currently live in? So the topic that we're going to be talking about on today, everyone, is poverty. A lot of times, you know, people look at what poverty is, what they think poverty is, and sometimes poverty is are not any of those things. So what we're going to do is take the opportunity to look at poverty, and we're going to have some real-life discussions on the topic of poverty. What I'd like to ask you to do is to participate, is to feel the need to contribute, to ask questions, or share personal experiences about poverty and what it means to you, and maybe some things that you've done to kind of change your life currently. So we're going to really deal with poverty on today, as I've already stated. But what I would like to do is open up and provide some information to you about poverty, how it affects us, and the definition of what poverty really is. A lot of times we hear the word poverty and we kind of just think, oh, poverty could be X, Y, and Z, but really, is that what poverty is? So like I said, moving forward, we're going to talk about poverty, but we're going to talk about poverty from the point of view of first being able to know what it means to be poor. So I found this very interesting article back in April, and I was just like, oh, how wonderful. I'll be doing the show on dealing with poverty. And I wanted to just basically kind of give a rundown based on this article. I looked at several different articles before going with this one because I wanted it to be very simple in terms to talk about poverty. So before we do that, we're going to talk about what it is to be poor, okay? Being poor and being poverty are two different things, but most people don't see that there is a difference. Poor is an economic state, meaning, you know, I had a job or I have a job and I got a place to live, but I don't maybe make enough to make all of my ends meet, or whatever the case may be, based on a lot of different things as far as education. Sometimes ethnic background plays a role in it, your current environment or neighborhood that you live in. So many different things play a part into the economic state for one being poor. However, poverty is a psychological, or pretty much, just to make it real easy for you, it's a mindset. And so you can have people that are rich, that are wealthy, but their mindset is that if I don't keep a certain amount of money, or if I don't have this job, I am going to be down and out. I have met people who have a poverty mindset, and they own a house, they own several cars, they have tons of money in a bank account, but a family member along the way who grew up during the Great Depression, who grew up economically poor and did not have a lot, basically said, if you don't do these things, here is what you're going to experience. And so they passed that down to the next generation, which the next generation passed it down to their next generation. So even though they have the money in the bank, they have their homeowners, they have, you know, a car, have nice, you know, have really good paying jobs, and they don't have to want for anything, the fear behind the poverty mindset is that if I don't do these things, here's what where I could eventually be. And so they spend their money in a means to where they're always conscious that I can't do X, Y, and Z because if something happens, it could cause me to lose everything. And so their mindset is what we're having to deal with. You have people who could be economically poor because maybe they don't have a lot of things. Maybe, you know, their hours are cut, different things like that, but they're enjoying their lives. When you look at a poverty mindset, how they live is different. You hear about people who have accumulated millions of dollars, and yet they are stingy people because they're afraid that if they give money away that some way, somehow, that that could be the end all, be all of their wealth. So it's not just people that are living in a poverty, impoverished state, who are living on the street, who are working at McDonald's, and maybe they have an associate's degree for college. But there are people from both spectrums that can have the mindset of being in poverty. So poverty pretty much is an overall state of economic dependency where one is dependent on a system of care for all or most areas of their life, often for more than one generation. So remember, I told you earlier, you know, you had this grandmother who grew up during the Great Depression, maybe it was a great grandmother, and this is a real story, who passed on because of her experience based off of being poor, which is the economic state that was going on at that time. Some people didn't recover. And because some people did not recover, this mindset of poverty set in that we're never going to have enough to get by. You can teach that to people, and even though that is not where they currently are, they can live like it. Why? Again, it's a mindset. And we just have to be cognizant of that. And so you're looking at different things, you know, to where there's a dependency where one for a system of care for most areas of their lives, and it's something that is passed down from one generation to the next. And so now we're looking at learned behavior. And when you look at learned behavior, though you may not say with your mouth that you are in poverty, your actions will back up what it is that's in your mind. The things that you do will propel you to do that. And so let's look at some other things when it comes to dealing with poverty. You have situational poverty and you have generation poverty. Situational poverty is, you know, we have people that have been divorced, and sometimes you take a big loss. You may take on some debt that you did not accumulate or come into the marriage with because you were married. Now you have debt. You may have had to give up retirement or a portion of it or a percentage of it. You may have had to move out into where you are used to using both incomes to pay for the mortgage or your rent or car payments. Now two incomes goes down to one if you were both working. And so now your lifestyle change has to be adjusted in order to fit what your current economic state is. And so when that happens, that is what we would call situational poverty. It's based on an event or situation that happened. Doesn't mean that it is something that has to continue to last, but it is going to take you a while to get back on your feet if you do at all, because some people stay in the situation. Again, going back to the root word, definition of poverty, it is a mindset. And so we can continue, or people can continue to live in the mindset that I can only afford an apartment, I can only do this because I don't have this additional income. Which, if you look at it, you went into that as an individual joining together. And so a lot of times, certain things we may not be able to prevent, but we can put things in place so that when you're going into a marriage, not knowing if you're going to divorce or not, there are things that you can have in place so that if it does happen, you don't have to stay in that situation for a long period of time. Then you also have where people have illnesses or death in a family, and that person was the main provider of monetary support for that family. And so that can put people in situational poverty to where what they were used to being able to do, they can no longer do because now the income has been cut drastically. So all of those can be for an individual. It could be for a family member, whatever the case may be. But now when you look at generational poverty, that is when a person is born into a family that has experienced poverty for more than a generation. And if you look at what a generation is, according to the definition, it's about 50 years. So imagine being 50 years in one generation, and now we're starting a second generation of poverty, of generational poverty. Here's some things that, you know, people can experience when we're looking at poverty. That is, again, a mindset where you've had homelessness. You know, maybe you've been in and out of jobs. You haven't been able to keep your place because of factors, you know, like a job. And so you don't have a stable home life. Low education definitely plays a part in sometimes people experiencing generational poverty. You know, if you've had a family to where sometimes it's not encouraged to pursue higher levels of education or to move from the current neighborhood, sometimes those things can be trigger points to where we continue the same patterns of behavior. If you don't have certain skills, for the most part, you may have people that can drive, and so they can qualify to be a truck driver or a school bus driver or a taxi driver or a city bus driver. However, if they don't have good reading skills and are unable to pass the license test to get their CDL license and to meet the requirements for that job, now we're looking at skills that are going to be become the issue, so they can't take that job. And so now they have to pretty much settle for something less, even though this job could help them because they know how to do it. They're lacking certain skills, okay? Now I know we talked a lot about the secular portion of poverty and what it is. You know, single parenting, you can look at, you know, health issues, people that have substance abuse, whether it is tobacco, drugs, alcohol, different things like that. All of those are contributing factors to generational poverty. If you are on the line, what I want to encourage you to do is to join us. Is to join us as we are talking about how do we deal with poverty. And this is really a big issue because not many people want to talk about poverty. And the reason why people don't want to talk about poverty is because sometimes it's tied to finances. Sometimes it's tied to what we have, and it's tied to our resources. And if you look at it, the reality is that we all have a seat at the PRF table, possession, resources, and finances, to be able to talk about some of these hard issues that hit home, to be able to talk about things that are impacting us, that could impact the next generation if we are parents, that could impact us in our communities. And so it is worth us talking about. And so I want you to be able to dial in the guest number to log in if you'd like to be a part of the show. It's 347-215-7934. I would love to hear what you have to say as we delve into the topic of dealing with poverty, the real deal. We don't have time, folks, you know, to kind of skirt around, to kind of sort of touch on the topic, because we either know somebody that's living in poverty, we have been in situational poverty, or maybe you are in generational poverty. And the only way that we can know where we are at is talking about it and being informed so that we can make a different decision. At the end of the day, being ill-informed or having no information at all about where we are in our lives is just as detrimental as having information and not knowing what to do with it. If I am not aware at all that I am living in poverty, I can't change my behavior. I can't do the work that it takes to say, I don't want to live this way anymore. It may mean that you may have to crash on someone's couch for several months to get yourself together. But it is the start of being able to move forward. I want to just take this time to look up a couple of things. You know, I'm always interested, and as you all know that the PRF table is a place where we talk about what does the Word of God have to say about real-life topics that people are facing every single day. So here are a couple of verses that I'm going to throw out, and I will tell you, you can probably all relate and understand exactly where I'm coming from. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. And this is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. And I'm going to talk about a couple of different verses. It says, work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. I'd like to challenge you to ask you, what did you hear from that passage of scripture? It says, work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. When I look at what work is a verb. It is action. It means that you are going to apply for a job or start that business or start the nonprofit organization or the for-profit organization. It means that you are going to do something. It requires work. It said it brings a profit. Sometimes the profit may not be what we want at the time, but it is a profit. And remember, when we're looking at situational poverty and sometimes even generational poverty, our own skill sets or the lack thereof could be the reason why we're not profiting more. So you may have a job, but is it profiting what you need in order to have the standard of living that you need? And when I say standard of living, I don't mean you got to have a 6-bedroom, 5-bathroom, 3-car garage, but are you able to meet the daily needs that you have of having a place to live that is in a safe environment for you and of that of your family, to where there's growth potential, to where you can sustain your basic needs in your home, whether it be because we're such a technology age, having internet, having phone service, which most people don't have landlines, having food, being able to pay for your car insurance, all of those different things, lights, gas, the electric bill, things like that, just to be able to buy paper towels, the basic things you need to live. So it says work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. So talking is an action. But if all you're doing is talking with no work behind it, without moving the body, without moving the hands to go online or moving the feet to go to a job fair or asking people that you know and that you trust and that will support your effort about possibilities of employment that will definitely enhance where you currently are, again, it says it leads to poverty. I just want to pause for a little bit so that we can think about that. Mere talk leads to poverty. Now, I want to look at Proverbs 19 and 4. It says, wealth makes many friends. All we know when we have money, we see and have heard of the lottery. We have TV shows on HGTV, and no, I'm not advertising for them, that talk about people who win the lottery and they buy homes and different things. And then we hear the tragic stories of people who won millions and thousands of dollars from the lottery. Some lost their lives. Some lost all of the money that they had because everybody and their mama needed a handout. And because they lacked the skill of being a good financial steward, they fell into the trap, either because they're currently living in generational poverty or because they're living in situational poverty. And until we recognize, until people can recognize where they are mindset-wise, which talks about their behavior, we really can't start the discussion or start the work, because people will sometimes are in denial about where they are. What is it to have a nice house, but you don't or can't find yourself helping organizations that are supporting the community that you live in because you are too scared that you could one day end up living in poverty? The rest of that verse says poverty drives them all away. When you have a mindset of being in poverty, you don't have friends. Why? Because they know that there is something that you need. It can be your behavior. It could be your attitude. Maybe it is being negative or not wanting to own up and take responsibility for where you are, not saying that you are the cause for where you are. Because sometimes we can get handed a bad deal. If a spouse dies unexpectedly, if a spouse walks away, the loss of a child, the loss of a job, we have, you know, companies that have left the United States to go overseas at Christmas. And we know what happens there. That's for another show, so I'm not going to go there. But we know what happened. And people have lost their jobs around the holidays. If you lost a loved one around the holidays, if you have no collateral, if you have no savings, and these are topics, while they may be touchy, they are real. And that's why we want to deal with them on the PRF, because we want to help you. We want to be able to educate you and tell you what these things are that could be impacting your life or someone that you know, so that you can become aware and know where you are, or help somebody else be pulled out of that mindset to say, we're going to put a plan together. What does poverty do to us? Well, according to Job 21 and 25, it says, another person dies in bitter poverty, never having tasted the good life. Well, John 10:10 tells us what the thief comes to do, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Could you imagine not living on this earth, living in America, dying in a mindset and never having tasted the good life, or what I would like to call the abundant life? Let's just think about that for 5 seconds. We have the word of God that says, here's what I came to give you, came to give you an abundant life. With the understanding of what the thief is going to come do. But the mindset has to change. And honestly, it may be hard to do for some people, depending on how long you lived in a poverty mindset. But the fact of the matter is, and the truth when you talk about the word of God, is that we make decisions every day. We change our minds about a lot of things, some to better us and some to our detriment, and some just out of sheer ignorance. I tell you, folks, this has been, I have enjoyed talking about poverty. Because when you think about what it is, who it can impact, it's no respecter of persons. No respecter of persons. Maybe you've heard or read articles about TV actors and actresses who had it all, right? But then they lost it. They didn't make wise decisions. And so they really were living in a poverty mindset, even though they had a lot of money and had a nice house and lived in LA and can fly around the world. But if your mindset doesn't change, if it doesn't grow, if it doesn't begin to mature, you'll still do the same things that you did before. And so we've got to renew our minds, right? That's Romans. We've got to renew our minds, especially for believers. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. To conform means you go along with the societal norm. We know what society tells us we have to do in order to make it. And we have seen that some people have not made it. Or it was an illusion. Or some people live in delusional state. It says not to be conformed, but to be transformed. And so our minds have to be renewed. And I promise you, it wouldn't be in the word of God if it wasn't something that we could not do. So I want to take a couple of minutes, maybe not even that, to talk about what are some things that we can do to deal with the poverty mindset. One, acknowledge. We have to acknowledge it. Hey, I didn't know what poverty was. Maybe there's a test out there to see if you have a poverty mindset. I don't know. But being able to acknowledge it, being able to understand what the definition of poverty is, understanding the difference between situational poverty and generational poverty, and being able to be transparent and real to say, you know what, I didn't know, but I'm not going to stay here. I'm going to be transformed. I'm going to allow someone to transform me, to walk me through this process. And for some people, it may not be easy. It may not. It may not be easy to do, but we know it can be done. Okay? I will tell you with just a couple of seconds left on the for this show, I want to leave you with this. Poverty rate fell to its lowest since 2001. But a growing share of Americans went without health insurance last year. Nearly 2 million additional people lacked health insurance last year compared with 2017. Why does that matter with poverty and dealing with it? Because that means that people can't afford to buy basic things that they need when it comes to health care. Remembering that it's a mindset. There are things that are basic needs. Okay? I will tell you, my prayer, my hope and desire is that we will band together and that we will understand that it takes all of us to be able to make a difference in this world. I pray that you have been blessed on today. Pass the show on to other people because somebody you know, or maybe even you, are living in a state of poverty. And you need to be set free and transformed. Thank you all. and you have a blessed day. The more we know, the more we grow.